And welcome back to Candy Y. We're now joined by Scott Brown, head boys basketball coach for the Marysville Bulldogs. Coach, after your loss to Nemaha Central, the boys got back into the win column on Tuesday, defeating a good Riley County team 70-57. What were the keys to picking up that win?
Well, we shot the ball well, but we can't ever rely on shooting the basketball. Like we've talked about before, that's just icing on the cake. You want to really hang your hat on defending and rebounding and doing all the dirty work, and we did some of that stuff pretty well. I thought there was a lot of stuff we could definitely improve upon. We've got to improve with our defensive alignment. We're not putting ourselves in the correct position to push the ball in the direction we want it to go to, and we're not rebounding as well as we could. It was good, but it could definitely be better. And if we want to go where we want to go at the end of the season, then we need to improve upon those things big time.
Tonight, you host Abilene. What will your boys need to do to defeat them for the second time this season?
It's the same deal as the second time we played Nemaha Central. We have to be mentally ready to go. We've got to be fired up and ready to play no matter who our opponent is. It's a very tough thing to do. I completely get it. I was there as a player. You play in a team that you've already beat. You have to be mentally ready to go. And that whole being mentally ready to go and fired up to play, being ready to go will put you in the correct position defensively. It'll make you stronger with the basketball and offense. It'll do all those little things. When you're not mentally ready to go, when you're not fired up to go and ready to play, you're loose with the ball on offense, you're a step behind defensively, and they get layups, we foul often, we just got to be ready to go. We've got a darn good team when we come mentally prepared to play.
We're speaking with Scott Brown, head boys basketball coach for the Marysville Bulldogs. Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds great. Thank you.
That's Marysville head boys basketball coach Scott Brown here on KNDY.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Hey, if you're in the market for tires, wait a week. Mike has a BF Goodrich promotion. When you buy four tires, you can get $150 back in a rebate card. It will be a two-day sale, February 14 and 15. It's a very short but a very good incentive from BF Goodrich and at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. It wants to remind folks he is there for tire sales and automotive service. Boys teams on the floor warming up for the nightcap. It's Marysville and Abilene. Marysville boys come in 11-2, 4-1 atop the NCKL. Abilene 8-5, 5-1, their only league loss to Marysville earlier this season. We'll come back. Check starting lineups as our pregame show continues.
Family owned and operated, Tension Envelope is a proud supporter of all Marysville activities. One of the leading producers of envelopes and nationwide distribution, Tension produces over 11 billion envelopes per year with plants from coast to coast. Tension says good luck to the Marysville Bulldogs and the Lady Dogs.
Like most people, you're busy enjoying your life and taking care of today's priorities. But it's a good idea to think about your future. Will you have enough income to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle down the road? Time flies, so it's never too soon to create a financial strategy for your future. A super check from your Farm Bureau agent can help make sure you're on track. Call Farm Bureau agent Brian Crott at 562-2136 in Marysville today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Marysville boys picked up win number 11 in a Tuesday night tip-off with Riley County, 70-57. Marysville led in scoring by Matt Holly with 20 points, 14 apiece for Jackson Rader and Dalton Dinner. Gavin Pichel adding 10. Marysville 70, Riley County 57 as the Bulldogs improved to 11-2, dropping Riley County to 9-3. Marysville boys victorious 59-50 at Abilene earlier this season. It was a ball game where Marysville had an 11-point first quarter lead, 17-point advantage at halftime. They were outscored 19-6 in that third quarter, held on for a 9-point win on the road with a balanced attack that had 10 of 12 varsity players scoring for MHS. All of the top scorers were Owen Niefeld and Matt Holly with 8 apiece. Abilene was led in scoring by Travis Beach with 13. Grant Heintz was in double figures with 10. Marysville 59, Abilene 50 at their house back in January. It's Marysville 11-2, 4-1. Abilene 8-5, 5-1 here tonight. And the starting lineup for the visiting Cowboys, Josh Stuber, a 6'3 junior. Avery Bryson is a 6'3 junior. Travis Beach, a 6'4 senior. Caleb Becker is a 6'4 sophomore. And Grant Heintz is a 6'8 junior. Senior trio of juniors and a sophomore starting for a young Abilene team under head coach Terry Taylor. Marysville starts Gavin Peschel, a 6' junior. Jackson Rader, a 5'10 junior. Dalton Denner, a 6'1 senior. Kobe Schrader, a 6'1 senior, and Matt Holly, a 6'4 senior. Trio of seniors and a pair of juniors start for a deep Marysville team led by Coach Scott Brown. It's the Bulldogs and the Cowboys tipping off here tonight, live on T&DY.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has the new Chevy Silverado pickups and a new 2020 that's right for you, including a 1500 model work truck, 1500 model LT Trail Boss, and a 1500 model LT Z71 edition. They also have a Silverado 2500 HD Z71 edition at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington offers sales, template, and installation of countertops, including quartz, solid surface, and Corian. Visit CromieLumber.com or stop in 609 Carolina in Marysville or 200 Ballard in Washington. For your next kitchen remodel project, see Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
Marysville girls win earlier tonight, 42-38, sweeping Abilene in a pair of meetings. Sammy Bartles led scoring with 20 points for MHS. Macy Raver with 9. Linda Franco with 3 points. She was injured late in the first quarter. Amy Renier said it doesn't look good, but doesn't know anything further. Eva Peschel with a free throw. Off the bench for Marysville, McKenna Miniman with 5, Madison Rutterbaum and Grace Lauer with 2 each. As Marysville improves to 6-8, 2-4, those league wins both versus Abilene. Cowgirls led by Jenna Hayes with 17. She had 5 trays in the contest. Beth Holmes, who's been their lead scorer this season, managed 9. 4 points for Abby Lillard, 3 for Jade Bopat. Hannah Snowball is off the bench with 4. Abilene falls to 5-9, 2-5. Marysville-Abilene boys in what could be the deciding match of the NCKL race this year. Marysville atop the league at 11-2, 4-1. Then Abilene 8-5, 5-1. Their only loss in league play to Marysville earlier this year. Wamego is 6-9, 3-2. Rounding out the pack, it's, what did I say? Concordia, Wamego, Clay Center, and Chapman. Shut down at the wrong time. Screen reboot. And a reboot at center court on a recap. Grant Heights and Kobe Schrader. Tip is up, second time. And taken by the Cowboys, left to right. Quick turning, spin move, lightning fast in the lane. Travis Beach lays it in. Cowboys score on their first possession. Here's Gavin Peasel directing traffic out near the timeline. Kobe Schrader wide open three on the near side. Spun back out, doesn't fall. Avery Bryson rebound. Cowboy basketball. Travis Beach in the forecourt. Lob. Caleb Becker underneath. Little deep. Forced shot. Doesn't fall. Follow shot by Josh Stuber. He was fouled. Free throws coming. Tall trees out there for both teams. Dalton Denner picks up his first. And it's Stuber up the line, a 6'3 junior. On the way, it's good. Pretty good crowd on hand for the nightcap. Didn't have a lot here at the start of the girls' game, but fans kept filing in all night. Stuber's second look is good. A 4-0 Abilene lead. Full court pressure. Holly, Schrader in the backcourt. Near side, down the floor to Jackson Rader, missing a three. Becker rebound. Turnaround shot, underneath, guarded. Avery Bryson puts it in. 3 of 5 starters have scored as Abilene goes up 6-0. Marysville scoreless here in the opening minute. Peasel far side, man-to-man D. Checks Rader in the corner. Back to Gavin. Denner's out top. Rader far side. Jackson Rader, 3 off the far sideline. It's good. Bulldogs' first score. Cuts the Abilene lead in half. 6-3. Bryson near side. Follows the screen to the free throw line. Plays far side. Beach on a fake. Coming to the lane just below the free throw line. Shot missing. Holly with the rebound. Peasel with the return. To Holly, top of the key. Matt for three. Missed. Caleb Becker rebound. Avery Bryson driving the lane. Matt Holly takes the charge. Bryson took Holly down. A first personal and a first team foul. 5:55 to play, just underway in the nightcap. Bulldogs ball, trailing by three. Stuber, Bryson, Beach, Becker, and Heinz starting. For Abilene, three-point bucket misses. Becker, another rebound. Marysville counters with Peasel, Rader, Denner, Schrader, and Holly. Following Abilene's Travis Beach to the forecourt with man-to-man D. Play down low to Stuber, comes around Denner. Shot missed, Schrader rebound. Marysville still trailing three, 5:10 to go. Peasel out of the far corner. Holly near the lane. Turns, bounces off one. Shoots over a second defender. Doesn't fall. Grant Heinz with the rebound. They're big. 6'8", 6'4", 6'3", 6'3". You'll see a lot of teams start at 6'3". Errant pass flies out of bounds on the baseline. Marysville possession. With a single three for Jackson Rader. It's been all the scoring thus far in over 3 minutes of play. Denner is far side. Around the Rader on the near side wing. Jackson Rader, open three, missed. Dinner rebound. Keeps it in play to Pinchel, who had it knocked down, taken away by Avery Bryson. Stolen back, Makobe Schrader. Bulldog possession. Rader out of the corner for three, missing again. Holly puts it back up. Wolf ball. Grant Heights got the rebound. Undercut by Jackson Rader. That's his whistle. First personal, second team. Middle of the first quarter. It is Abilene 6, Marysville 3. Peschel picks up Beach midcourt. Near side to Stuber. Beach, lob underneath to a driving Caleb Becker with the layup. 4 of 5, Abilene starters have scored. They go up 8-3. Just under 4 minutes and counting. Peschel far side, Denner from the sideline, missed a three. Holly with the offensive board underneath. Schrader from the corner plays back to Holly. Guarded, fouled by Caleb Becker in the paint. Becker's first team's third. Matt's at the line for a pair.
That's on the 34th table, Becker. That's his first personal team second. And at the line shooting two, Matt Holly.
Bulldogs' first trip to the line. Holly's free throw is good. And Holly, second look, rims off, Schrader rebound. Well, now he's getting the offensive boards. They just can't get any buckets to fall. Gavin Peschel on the big M at center court. Checks the bench for a sign from Scott Brown. Takes it around far side. Denner out of the corner. Three is good for Dalton Denner. Bulldogs' second score, their second tray. They trim the Abilene lead to one. Heinz has the ball knocked loose to Stuber on the far side. Back to Becker near the free throw line. Turning near side, Bryson. Far side to Heinz. Missing. Kobe Schrader tumbling into Avery Bryson into the Marysville bench. Abilene possession. Brayton Faulkner, a senior reserve, checks in for Schrader. Cowboys by one with just over 3 minutes to play. Faulkner gets right to work. Teams up with Peschel on a steal. Schrader far side. Peschel out top. Denner long three. Couple steps off the arc. Missing. Heinz rebound. Cowboys' Travis Beach pulls it back out to midcourt. Guarded by Peschel. Becker splitting defenders. Fouled.
Foul number 40, Matt Holly.
Matt Holly picks up his first, team second. It's inbounds from baseline. In the paint to Becker. Shots up and good. His second score. 10-7 Abilene. 2:20 to play here in the first. Rader midcourt to Peschel. Gavin takes it in the lane. Splits defenders. Grant Heinz dramatically tries to take the charge. Official doesn't buy it. He fell tenderly backwards. Bulldog possession. Offensive foul. Matt Holly picks up number two. Schrader's in the lineup for Holly. Substitution for Abilene is Caden Cope, a junior reserve for Stuber. A slow, choppy start to this one. Not a lot of momentum either way. It's been kind of tough to call. Down to the two-minute mark, 10-7 Cowboys. Beach, top of the key to Becker. Turns, guarded by Schrader. Near side finds Bryson. Back out front to Beach on the reset. Around the near side, Beach tries to get past Peschel. guarded shot on the baseline. Got the shot. Grant Hines was up there hanging on the rim. He was going to let go. Extending the Cowboy lead to five with a minute and a half left. Three out of the corner for Jackson Rader. His second tray. Cuts that lead to two. And Kirkland set to check in momentarily. Beach keeps it alive. Far side to Bryson. To Beach underneath. Hit the paint. Turned on Kobe Schrader. Bought the bucket. And was fouled. Schrader's first. Team's fifth. Kirkland's in for Peasel. Matt Davis is a senior reserve off the Abilene bench for Hines. There's Beach trying to close the old-fashioned three. Free throw due as he retucks his jersey. And connects. 7 points for Beach. And it's 15-10 Abilene. Slow start for Marysville. Couple of trays for Rader. Dinner's got the other one. Had a free throw, and that's all of 10 points so far. Schrader far side. Dinner out top. Around near side to Rader in the corner. Missing the iron on a three. Dinner holds it in the far corner. Back around the perimeter. Half minute and counting. Rader comes out of the corner. To the lane. Hook shot over defenders doesn't fall. Becker rebound. Playing the transition to Bryson. Missed the layup. Beach is there to clean it up. Beach kind of a one-man show tonight. He has 9 of 17 Abilene scores. We're under 10 seconds left. Marysville down 7 with the ball. Trouble in the backcourt. Trouble in the backcourt. 10-second violation. Giving up a possession. 3.1 seconds. Boy, Marysville is not starting strong here tonight. How else you want to say that? Oh, did they give him a timeout? The other official whistled timeout. I guess that would still give us possession. We'll keep it here on 3.1 seconds left. Oh, Abilene got the timeout. I guess after the turnover. They want to see what they can work up with 3 seconds left. Well, we'll keep it here then. Marysville girls win earlier, 42-38. Girls and boys a sweep at Abilene back in January. Dates were shuffled. This was supposed to be the road trip tonight. Scheduled on the Jayhusker weekend and moved those games to Abilene. Had to be innovative with several schedule changes this year. Cowboys took over on the 10-second call. And now what's the discussion? They were set to play it in from baseline. The other official came down. He's pointing at the free throw line. I don't know why. It would be baseline possession on the 10-second turnover. 3 seconds left. Shot out of the corners. Good for Travis Beach. End of one. Abilene 20, Marysville 10 now.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and service designed especially for AARP members. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Landall Corporation in Marysville is proud of its hardworking team of machinists, welders, fabricators, assemblers, truck drivers, supervisors, and more who provide a homegrown industry and become a worldwide provider of agricultural, trailer, forklift, OEM, and government products. Landall Corporation is accepting applications. Join our team today. Landall Corporation, a proud part of a proud community for over 50 years.
as slow a start as I've seen for Marysville this season. The 11-2 Marysville boys trail Abilene 20-10 on Travis Beach with 12 of those 20 points in the first half, including a tray out of the corner at the buzzer. Bulldogs need to get on track. Long balls haven't fallen. Denner, long look out of the corner, comes back out top and around the far side to Faulkner. Denner, far side corner. Again, checks the shot. Faulkner looking inside. Matt Polly stays on the bench with two early fouls. Near side, Kobe Schrader near the lane. Shot flat, rims off. Heinz saves it inbounds. Cowboy basketball. Burned 45 seconds, but never got a basket. A shot, but no basket. Marysville hitting a low percentage of field goals. Here's a pass stolen by Faulkner. Beats Paschal, coming one on two. Layup is off the rim. Underhanded reverse layup. Cowboys take it the other way. Travis Beach ties up on a layup. Missed layups both ends. Bulldogs down 10. Brian O'Neill's a junior in the Marysville lineup. Out top. Check of the lane. O'Neill near side to Denner. Three is up and good for Dalton Denner. His second score. Trims the Abilene lead to 7. 6:20 and counting. Here's Beach at midcourt. They're going to keep track of him with 12 points in the ballgame. Beach to the free throw line. Near side wing, the reserve Keaton Cope. Underneath the big Grant Heinz with a chip shot for two. Heinz first score. It's 22-13. Midcourt pass. Stolen by Beach. Far side Cope. Fakes. Drives. Double team baseline. Kicks it back out. Heinz tracks it down. Becker in the forecourt. Gives off to Stuber. Abilene looking pretty determined coming in here tonight. This again could be the league title. Each team a single loss. Marysville, a one-point loss at Concordia back in December. Abilene's loss back in January to Marysville. Missed Cowboy basket. Kobe Schrader gets the board. Returns and is fouled on the layup by Beach. His first. Third team foul. Four substitutions coming in for Marysville. Facial, Raider, Owen Neatfelt, and Alex White. Neatfelt and White, both senior reserves, will see their first action. Free throws by Kobe Schrader first. It's good. Eight-point affair. We've got a second free throw for Schrader coming. For Marysville, it's been the long ball or nothing. Four trays, the extent of their field goals. Schrader, a long, long look. It's good. Bulldogs, three of four free throws. All right, four fresh faces in the lineup for Scott Brown's team. Down 7 here with 5:20 and counting. First half in this boys' matchup. Beach, a lob underneath. Becker, fouled. Pair of free throws coming. Alex White just in the game, his first. Six team fouls. Caleb Becker at the line. It's good. Cowboys beat Clay Center their last outing, 52-45. They've been up and down. Hearing they haven't been all that consistent, but at 8-5, they've got to be respected. Becker knocks them both down. Cowboys lead by 9. Peschel almost run over from behind by Beach. Comes in the lane with a layup for 2. Gavin's first score makes it 24-17. 5 minutes to play, first half. Beach out of center circle. Near side corner finds Bryson. Beach off the wing. Bryson for three. It's up and good for Avery Bryson. His second score, Abilene's second tray. They're lead at 10. 4.5 minutes to play. Gavin Fischel kicks it off right baseline. Alex White near the lane. Shot may have been deflected. Hits the base of the net. Stuber rebounds. Far side to Beach. Play to Hines out top. Near side, Bryson. Back across the other way. Becker challenges defenders in the lane. Kicks it off to Beach. And a foul whistle. Alex White tried to take a charge. No basket. A charge on Caleb Becker. It's his second. He checks out. Some personnel adjustments both ways. Matt Holly comes back in from Marysville. He was out with two fouls. Gavin Fischel, top of the key, an air ball on the three. Holly's out of bounds on the save attempt. Boy, these first 12 minutes for Marysville have been tough. Tough. Faulkner back in the lineup for Marysville. Checks in for Holly. Here come the Cowboys. They were up 10 at the end of the first quarter. They're holding that margin here. Top of the key three. It's good for reserve Blaze McMahon. First score off the bench. Gives Abilene their biggest lead in the ball game at 13. Marysville needs a couple of unanswered baskets. They need to come to life here. They've had consistently strong starts, especially this second half of the season. Schrader fighting for room underneath on a spin move to the hoop was fouled. Pair of free throws coming. Grant Heintz caught a piece of him on his first foul whistle. Kobe just knocked down a couple of free throws. Another pair coming here with 3:16 left in the half. Miss off the back of the rim. Dinners in for O'Neill, or I should say Neatville. Full House of Bulldog fans haven't had much to cheer about in this boys' affair. Schrader short. Tip to Faulkner. Double teamed in the corner. Comes out to Peschel on the wing. Splitting defenders, he was nearly tripped up underneath. Pass deflected out of bounds. Marysville possession. With 3:08 to play in the half. Diesel checking the lane. Forecourt to Faulkner. Raider far side. Diesel top of the key. Look in the lane again. Denner far side. Around to Raider near side. Back to Fischel. Playing the paint. Kobe Schrader tried to get around Heintz. Couldn't do it. Ball is knocked loose to Josh Stuber. Here's Abilene by 13. McVan turns it out. Backs it up at center court. Near side, Bryson. Holds it high. Challenges Raider. Takes it across to Stuber. Abilene's going into the patient mode with the double-digit lead. We've got 2:10 to play. Short passes. Bryson off the far side. Offensive foul. Is that Bryson? It was. Avery Bryson picks up his second. It is 16 fouls both ways. Here's Holly back in for Faulkner. Coach trying to save him on the defensive side of the ball to add him for an offensive punch. Holly's got two fouls. Bulldogs still trail by 13. We've got a minute 55 in a game that is crawling along right now. As both teams are uber patient. Here's Denner for three. It's good! Dalton's third tray. They left him alone. I don't think they'll be doing that again. 30-20. Margin is 10. Inside a minute and a half and counting. As Beach comes near side. McVan out of the corner. Tipped away. Eichel saves it in play. McVan jumping high ahead of a couple defenders to save it. Beach underneath the Heinz. Didn't get the shot. Ball was tipped out to the Bulldogs. Here's Pichel turning at the free throw line. Plays to Holly. Little hesitation. Matt comes to the lane. Challenging Heinz. Shot rolls flat off the rim. Just won't fall. Cowboy basketball with a minute remaining. They're up 10 with the ball. Pass stolen by Schrader. Holly off the far side. Out top Denner. Gavin Pichel for three. Out of the corner miss. Got his own board. Plays it hard underneath. Gavin Pichel ties the basket. Hard work getting that second opportunity. It's 30-22 with 35 seconds left. Stuber out top. McVan joins him. Abilene can play the clock out for the halftime lead. Heinz, the big guys out front. Pass almost got away. Fought for in the corner. Stuber and Rader were going at it. Abilene possession. Here's Faulkner in for Holly with 14 seconds left to play. And all Cowboys and Travis Beach here in the first half. Beach with 12 of their 30 points. Stuber's way outside the arc. We're under 10. Here's Beach off the free throw line. Guarded shot. Missed. Pichel rebound as the buzzer sounds. Into the first half, it's Abilene 30, Marysville 22.
At U.S. Cellular, our new and improved unlimited plans still start at just $30 a month with four lines.
Wait, improved how?
You can get international coverage and noticeably faster speeds.
International coverage?
Faster and farther. Now that's fair. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Auto pay, paperless billing, and credit approval required. Data on the unlimited basic plan may be temporarily slowed in times of congestion, and data may be slower than other traffic. Additional terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Why is U.S. Cellular's unlimited data plan so fair? Because it's just $30 a month per line with four lines on a network that got even faster. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair at your Beatrice or Marysville store.
Show your support for your favorite team with custom and team apparel from Identities. Logos for every team, including all the area schools. See what's in store or have it custom made. Identities has lots of ideas. They feature embroidery and screen printing on almost anything, including shirts and jackets. They'll help design and print signs, vinyl graphics, banners, and more. Show your best side with the help of Identities. Find their shop on Center Street here in Marysville or online at identities.com. Identities for that custom look that gets you noticed.
When life makes managing your fitness and health a problem, Marysville Health and Fitness is the solution. If you have a concern about your physical health, they have a way to help beyond just treadmills. Sure, Marysville Health and Fitness has treadmills, but there's so much more. Free weights and Cybex weight machines, workout and group classes, get competitive with racquetball, have your current diet and fitness levels evaluated and set new goals, or make yourself a massage appointment. Marysville Health and Fitness, what do you want to get out of your body?
And we'd like to welcome Marysville Health and Fitness as one of our new sponsors here in 2020. We appreciate Dan Schroeder and the crew at Marysville Health and Fitness support of Marysville Bulldog Athletics, including Bulldog Basketball. Marysville girls win the opener, 42-38. Marysville boys have struggled here. They trail Abilene 30-22. Cowboys opening as much as a 13-point lead in that second quarter. They outscored Marysville 20-10 in the opening eight. Bulldogs did turn the tables 12-10 in a comeback effort, but still trail by eight here at the intermission. For Abilene, it's been senior Travis Beach working hard with 12 points all in the first quarter. Caleb Becker scores six, Avery Bryson with five, two each for Josh Stuber and Grant Heinz. Blaze McVan is off the bench with a three. Three trays in the first half. Abilene goes 5 of 5 at the charity stripe, scoring 20 in the first 10 in the second, first half total of 30. For Marysville, Dalton Dinner scattered three trays. Jackson Raiders knocked down a couple. Dinner with nine, Raider with 6 points. Gavin Peachel has a couple of field goals for 4 points. Toby Schrader, two of four free throws for 2 points. And Matt Holly, just one of two free throws with a single score. Holly's been on the bench some in this first half with two fouls. Abilene 30, Marysville 22 in boys action here tonight. In girls play earlier, Marysville beat Abilene 42-38. A hard fight, had Marysville leading by 10. Abilene fought back within three. Marysville went up by nine, but they win by four at the end, led by Sammy Bartles with 20 points. Macy Raver adding nine. Linda Franco was injured back in the first quarter, settles for 3 points early. Eva Peschel with a free throw. Off the bench, McKenna Miniman with five, Madison Runnebaum and Grace Lauer with two each. Marysville girls improved to 6-8. Their second win over Abilene this season is their second league win at 2-4. Abilene paced by Jenna Hayes with 17 points, scattering five trays. Beth Holmes with nine. Abby Lillard scores four. Jade Bofat with 3 points, and Hannah Snowball off the bench with four, as Abilene falls to 5-9, 2-5. Marysville 42, Abilene 38. I mentioned Linda Franco was injured back in the first quarter. She was helped down to the locker room. Talked with Amy Renier on postgame. She said, didn't know the status. It probably wasn't good. I expect they took her for observation. She did not come back out to the bench. So thoughts and prayers with Linda Franco. Let's see. I had a couple of other league scores. Let's see if I can chase those down. Wake up, wake up. Clay Center girls win over Council Grove 50-42, southeast of Saline, defeating Chapman girls 53-41. In our Friday night feature, Centralia girls top Frankfort 57-49. Centralia comes in here tomorrow. Girls varsity tip off at about 2:30. We'll have it live. Centralia-Frankfort matchups tonight. Boys game underway live on our sister station, FM 95.5. And scores and updates on all the area games are heard on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show twice each hour, game night, and a service of Farm Bureau agents Bryce Leonard in Washington and Marvin Kramer in Marysville. Amongst other sports this weekend, Marysville wrestlers lost a duel at Manhattan last night, 51-30. They're at, Silver Lake for an invitational tomorrow. And Jayhawk basketball, an 11 a.m. tip-off is live on FM 95.5. Kansas State's 7 o'clock tip tomorrow night here at Bright Year. Abilene boys lead Marysville 30-22 at the half.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
RX in Marysville is so much more than just your friendly neighborhood drugstore. While your prescription or medications are being filled, browse a store full of fun and exciting merchandise ranging from personal products to home decor, gift ideas, toys, and more. Home health aids are also available that help you with mobility and everyday activities. Let us know how we can assist you. Proud to continue a tradition of excellent customer service. RX Drugstore, downtown Marysville.
Bulldog basketball on KNDY, a service of our Sports Booster Club members. Hey, hey, tell our sponsors thank you. We can't do all that we do, all the game nights and road trips, home and away games live here on KNDY, on air, online, on our mobile app, and a service of our Sports Booster Club members.
Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, offers family vision care for glasses and contact lenses. Call for an appointment at 562-2631. For prompt and courteous service, see Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, 715 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
Hi, this is Jen with Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to wish all the area athletes the best of luck this season. Come see us at Alliance Insurance, 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
Kramer Oil of Marysville has expanded their services. As colder weather approaches, you need to start thinking about your heating needs, and Kramer Oil has you covered with bulk propane delivery in Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties. It's one-stop shopping for your fuel oil and now propane delivery service. Kramer Oil offers contract buying to lock in your price and 10 cents off per gallon on your first delivery. Call Kramer Oil at 562-2466 to order today.
People are getting excited for warmer weather to start on their outdoor projects. Hometown Lumber and Hardware has the perfect door busters to help you along. The 4-foot fiberglass step ladder is $49.99 to give you a lift in reaching high spots. For your lawn, get the 14-pound bag fertilizer with crabgrass preventer for $12.99. And for backyard cookouts, a 6-foot folding picnic table is what you need, priced at $199.99. Think spring and drop by Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
This could well be the NCKL championship here tonight. Marysville 11-2, 4-1 atop the league, with Abilene 8-5, 5-1. Abilene's only league loss to Marysville earlier this year. Marysville fell to Concordia by a point back in December, a game I know they'd like to have back. Wamego at 6-9, 3-2. Then Clay Setter 3-11, 2-4. Concordia 3-10, 2-4. And Chapman 6-8, 1-5. So 4-1 Marysville, 5-1 Abilene in the NCKL. Winner walks out on top of the league here tonight. It has been all Abilene in the first half. Cowboys jumping to as much as a 13-point lead. An 8-point margin, 30-22, is set for the second half. Marysville has simply looked flat tonight. Shots were not falling. Sadly, Marysville on warm-up wasn't even getting shots to fall. So we shall see if Scott Brown's team can turn the tide here in the second half. Marysville trailing Abilene 30-22. The middle of a three-game homestand here. Riley County was in on Tuesday. Abilene tonight, Centralia tomorrow afternoon for a tip. Stuber, Bryson, Beach, Becker, and Heinz. Starting five back in for Abilene. Peschel, Raider, Denner, Schrader, and Holly, the starting five back for NHS. Cowboy basketball with the 8-point lead. We're underway second half. Glad to have you along for the ride tonight. Thanks for tuning in. Becker guarded by Holly. Shots up and good. Short to the hoop for Caleb Becker. Gavin Peschel underneath to Jackson Raider. The short shot wouldn't fall. Cowboy pass to midcourt. Intercepted by Denner. Raider again missing this time a backdoor layup attempt. Just like Marysville cannot buy a bucket tonight. High percentage. Close shots. Wouldn't fall. 10-point spread for the Cowboys. Becker on the far side. Turns out in the corner. Cross-court high. Pass to Stuber. Flies out of bounds. Bulldogs are getting some chances here on turnovers, but just haven't been able to take advantage. A big Abilene team. 6'8", 6'4", 6'4". Their short men are 6'3 apiece. Raider top of the key. Missed a game. Heinz rebound. Stuber out front. Guarded by Denner, man-to-man. Holds it high. Bryson top of the key. Unloads a three. Avery Bryson second tray. His third score. And it's 35-22. 13-point lead, matching their biggest in the game back in the second quarter. Just underway, second half. Heisel directing traffic. Colleen Schrader at the high post. Schrader near side. Denner launches a three. In and out. No good. Rattle the cage, but it wouldn't fall. Bryson rebound. Travis Beach took Gavin Peachell to the court. Gavin tried to take the charge. I don't think he got it. His first personal. No one with more than two fouls. Matt Holly with some bench time in the first half on his two fouls. Whistle away from the ball. Foul down on the baseline. Raiders second. Murraysville needs to get some momentum before frustration sets in. Beach turnaround in the lane. Missed. Schrader looks to have a piece of the ball with Bryson. Bryson will whistle for the foul, much to the chagrin of the Cowboy fans. .545 to play, third Q. Murraysville trailing 35-22. They were down 10 at the end of the first quarter. Perimeter passes are wide. Back out to midcourt to Peachell. Trying to shake those big guys out of the lane. It ain't going to happen. Schrader far side. Back out front to Peachell. Playing the paint to Holly. Quickly double team. Turned out and he was fouled. Josh Struber wishes he can have that back. His first is the team's second. Inbounds baseline, a Raider far side. All kinds of opportunities outside to shoot. Nobody's guarding them outside the arc. But nothing will fall for Murraysville. Denner near side. Schrader out top. Kiesel out front. Back to Schrader. Kind of looking for Matt Holly inside, but he's amidst a lot of traffic. Gavin takes it to the lane. He is fouled. Travis Beach can argue the case. Don't think he was involved. It was Josh Stuber, his second. Gavin Peachell up the line for a pair of free throws. They were saying he wasn't in the act of shooting just yet. Maybe a break for MHS. It's a score from the line, at least. Abilene's outscored Murraysville 5-1 so far in the second half. We're at 3:20 in. Diesel's second free throw good. Saw Jamie Miniman check in. She's the band director, cleaning up after the pep band over there. She was named the Kansas Middle School Coach of the Year by the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. Took her team to a back-to-back league title in the NCKL for the 8th grade girls this year, who were recognized for their accomplishment Tuesday in the game against Riley County here. Congratulations, Jamie Miniman. Gavin Peachell caught a piece of Travis Beach, sending him to the line. Gavin's second. Three team fouls both ways. Here's Beach at the line. Missing. Raider in the Murraysville lineup for Schrader. Beach had 12 points in the first quarter. Hasn't scored since. Missed both his free throws, but sneaks away with the rebound. Challenging Gavin Peachell and is whistled for an offensive charge. Beach picks up his second. Gavin got it doubled over, got hit in the midsection there. He says he's all right. Shake it off. Took a hard charge from senior Travis Beach. Middle of the third quarter, Marysville's down 35-24. Bulldogs have yet to score a field goal, just a pair of free throws in the second half. Here's Holly turning on Hines in the lane. Shot doesn't go. Stuber rebound. Holly hasn't scored a field goal. He's got a free throw tonight. Heschel tumbles to the floor with a couple of defenders on a jump ball. Bulldog possession. Marysville had five trays, a couple of two-point field goals in the first half, so they've scored seven times from the field all night. Just 24 points. Gavin unloads for three, missing off the rim. Raider hustles underneath for the board. Holly, three on the far side. This missed. Tipped again, near side. Tracked out of bounds by Caleb Becker. Good hustle by Schrader. Bulldog basketball. We're 4.5 minutes into the second half without a field goal. Abilene's only at two. Heschel off the far side. Had it knocked down in the forecourt. He scrambles between defenders again. It's a jump ball. Whistle belongs to the Cowboys. Substitution is Caden Cope, junior reserve for Abilene. I'm sure my man Ben is still on the air. Frankfort at Centralia, our Friday feature on FM 95.5. Backer, top of the key, lob underneath. On a design play to Grant Heinz for the short score. Heinz second basket. Cowboys by 13. That matches their biggest lead on a couple of occasions. Raider in the lane. Missed. Missed. Rebound to Becker. Not so much that Abilene's looking dominant tonight. Marysville has just been incredibly flat. Steal by Kobe Schrader. Needs help. Outlet to Holly down the floor. Far side Denner. Open for three off the rim. A rather surprised Kobe Schrader, knowing he was near the baseline, tried to kick it back in bounds unsuccessfully. There's Ben Kirkland, Brayton Faulkner in the Marysville lineup for Denner and Holly. A little surprised Scott Brown hasn't tried to shake that lineup up a bit more. Just to try to shake something loose. 13-point affair, 2:20 and counting. It's been a hideously slow second half by announcer standards. Bryson far side, turning out. Top side to Becker. Forecourt to Bryson. Brings it near side, turns it out again. Marysville defenders are staying with him. Terry Taylor wants timeout. Buck 56 remains. Third Q, Marysville trailing Abilene, 37-24.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
At Galloway, Wiegers, and Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. This is Attorney Coleman Younger, and I invite you to visit with me if you have a need for legal services or advice regarding an injury accident, divorce, or child custody issues in Kansas, Nebraska, or Wyoming. I can assist in representing you fairly and bringing resolution to complicated matters of domestic law and other issues. Call for a no-obligation appointment today at 562-2375. Galloway, Wiegers, and Brenniger at gwblaw.net.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies. Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
Kobe Schrader knocks the ball away to Gavin Peachell, feeding Brayton Faulkner in short range. Shot doesn't go. He got a pass back out to Ben Kirkland, missing out of the corner. Cowboys return after the rebound with the ball stolen by Gavin Peachell. Marysville defense is playing tough out there. The offense just has not done anything. Here's a miss on a three by Peachell. Tried to track it down, but tracks it out of bounds in the corner. With a minute 18 to play, third quarter, it's 37-24 Abilene. Marysville hasn't scored a field goal in the second half. Abilene scattered three. They've outscored Marysville 7-2. Pass tipped away baseline off the Bulldogs. Out top is Avery Bryson. To Travis Beach coming across the lane. Shots up and good for Beach. His first score since the first quarter, where he tallied 12. The lead is at 15, their biggest. Under a minute and counting. Play to Schrader near the lane. Team off the Cowboys out of bounds. Schrader and Dinner in the Marysville lineup for Peachell and Kirkland. Holly's going to hustle in for Faulkner. Marysville have become gun-shy out there now. They're simply spending a lot of time on possession. Here's a long look by O'Neill. Top of the shoots it in the corner. Jackson Rader lights it up. Raider's third tray, and Scott Brown takes timeout with just under 40 seconds left in the third. Abilene 39, Marysville 27.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Contact your local farmers insurance agent, Stacy Latta, now licensed in Kansas and Nebraska, at 562-5269.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Dave's Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
Jackson Raiders' field goal there was Marysville's first score from the field in the second half. We're down to 40 seconds left. Bulldogs trail 39-27. They've been behind, I think, the entire distance. Full court pressure. Inbounds to Bryson. Becker's going to bring it across midcourt. Put a hand out on Schrader, no whistle. Backcourt. Oh, and Bulldog touched it. Keeping it in play then. Cope, near side to Becker. Looking underneath. Beach. Follow shot is good. Beach couldn't get the first one to fall. Stood for the follow shot. And he's got 16. We're under 10 seconds left. In the paint to Matt Holly. Guarded by Heinz. Wouldn't fall. Heinz rebound with 5 seconds left. Cowboys by 14. Double dribble violation. Leaves 1.8 seconds. Inbounds far sideline. In the forecourt, Diesel checks in. He'll key the inbounds pass. Stuber's in for Abilene. And Ollie's been a leader for Marysville as a free throw tonight as he checks out. Schrader out of the corner missed a three. It's off the corner of the backboard at the buzzer. And three quarters in the books tonight. Abilene boys lead Marysville 41-27.
Sunflower Community Credit Union celebrates a new location, new name, and new program.
Debit for a Difference allows your debit card use through Sunflower to benefit teachers in your local schools in Marshall, Washington, and Nemahal counties. Through this grant program available to all teachers who apply, funds from debit card use accumulate and are shared for needed classroom supplies and teaching aids. The more members use the program, the more benefit to our community. Stop by to learn more or contact Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Time to clean the house, but you just don't want to, right? Legacy Cleaning Services will come to the rescue. They do carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, and vinyl floor stripping and waxing. Plus, they do emergency water damage cleanup 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, plus so much more. Locally owned and operated, Legacy Cleaning Services has top-of-the-line equipment and training to handle any and all of your cleaning needs. Call Skyler Price at 785-713-1968. Legacy Cleaning Services knows there's all kinds of dirty, but only one kind of clean.
A scrap out there. Abilene comes up with possession as Travis Beach takes the ball back. Plays Avery Bryson in the lane, missing. Owen Neatfeld comes away with Marysville possession. On a long pass, got away from Raider at the other end. It has been Marysville's biggest struggle all season since the get-go tonight. They're down 14, trailing Abilene 41-27 in this boys' affair. Adding full-court pressure, trying to force a turnover. Possessions haven't meant anything on field goal shooting of about 2% tonight. I mean, it has been bad. Inside, outside, anywhere. Cowboys going to wear some time off the clock. Here's Bryson off the key, missing. Heinz in the lane to clean it up. He was fouled. Heinz's basket will count. He's got 6 and a free throw coming. Schrader picks up number 2. Team fouls are even at 4 apiece. Heinz at the line. First time tonight. It's good. For the big 6'8 junior. 44-27 is a 17-point affair. Owen Neatfeld, 3 off the top of the key, missed. Marysville won back at Fairhouse earlier in the season, 57-59. Here's Holly in for Schrader. Owen Neatfeld missed a 3 again. Beach is high for the rebound. I think that 2% field goal percentage is down to 1.5% now. Beach turning at the other end, keeps it in play, forecourt. Stuber off the wing to Beach out top. They know they can take a league lead if they come out with a win. They're 5-1, Marysville 4-1 coming in tonight. And right now it looks like they're poised to do just that. Turnaround shot wouldn't fall, but Avery Bryson cleans it up underneath. It's 46-27. Owen Neatfeld missing a layup. He was fouled. Grant Heinz tried to take the charge, picks up his second. Stopping the clock at 5:51 to play. We'll be back.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Owen Neatfeld did get the second of his 2 free throws to fall. 3 of Marysville's 6 points in the second half have been free throws. Avery Bryson underneath at the other end. Back-to-back scores, and he's got 10 points. Abilene 48, Marysville 28. Owen Niefeldt of a lane short. Matt Holly rebound. Follow is good for Matt Holly's first field goal tonight. It's 48-30. 5.5 minutes to play. Beach guarded by Fischel coming across midcourt. Bryson out top. Holds high, looks in the lane. Turns left, then right. Hines out front. Gets it to Stuber. He comes up from his knees. Meanwhile, maintaining his dribble. Baseline pass was high and out of bounds. Denner is back in the Marysville lineup for Kirkland with 5:05 to play. 18 points. A lot of ground to make up here. Driving the lane, Raider kicks it off near side corner. Denner's shot is deflected by Beach out of bounds. NHS will play it inbounds from baseline. Denner out top to Holly. Matt drives the lane. Scoots around Heinz. It's good for Matt Holly. Nice move. Heinz wasn't going to chance the foul, though. 16-point affair. There's 4:40 left. Oh, it's not out of reach, but you need to really have some things going your way to come back. Stuber near side. Defense trying to make it happen. Beach wide on the far side. Bryson out top. Pats his head with the sign. Backer near side to Bryson. All the meanwhile, the clock continues to tick. Lob out of bounds. Abilene's thrown it away the last few times down the floor. Leaves 4:08. Long pass. Got away at the other end. Niefeldt over through Holly. So it's back to the Cowboys. Ben Kirkland checks in for Denner. Substitution for Abilene is Caden Cope checking in. And we'll be right back.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Gavin Peasel was just fouled on a drive to the lane by Josh Stuber. He picks up his third, team foul number 6. While we were away, Avery Bryson had a chip shot from underneath. They went right to the junior. He's got 3 scores in the fourth quarter alone. And 14 points tonight. Peasel's free throw is good. 3:51 remains. Abilene 50 and Marysville 34 on that second free throw by Peasel. Scott Brown wants timeout. Bulldogs trail by 16 when we come back.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
Hi, this is Jen with Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to wish all the area athletes the best of luck this season. Come see us at Alliance Insurance, 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
Have you ever had the experience of having someone wait on you that acted like they were doing you a favor? Or someone who makes you feel like you interrupted them from doing something else? A positive attitude. That's what you get when you bank with us. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
There is a difference.
51 to play. It's Cowboy basketball coming in against full court pressure. A long pass to Travis Beach. He's all alone for the layup. Beach has 18 points, 12 of those back in the first quarter. Here's Ben Kirkland, soft touch in the lane for his first score. Team's trade baskets, it's 52-36. Cowboy basketball. Beach in the forecourt, guarded by Pichel. Plays to Cope. Back on the near side to Stuber. Hands to Beach, coming past. He'll turn in the lane. Matt Holly tried to take the charge, no whistle. Follow for Avery Bryson is good. Bryson's got four of their six fourth quarter field goals. Cowboys by 18. Under 3 minutes left. Schrader turning in the lane. Kicks it out near side to Kirkland. Top side Pichel. Drives the lane. Schrader out of the corner. Baseline shot doesn't fall. Tip to Beach out front. Holly tries to catch up with him. Fouled him from behind. Travis Beach basket. Holly's third personal. Beach with 20 and a free throw coming. Denner's in the line for Holly out on three fouls. 2:40 left in this one. Lights getting dim for the Bulldogs. Fans been trickling out since intermission. A few more find the exits here. Count the free throw. Cowboys take timeout, leading Marysville by 21 points when we come back.
Cupid is taking aim. If you've been hit, head to Reflections Hallmark to ready yourself for the season of love. Your favorite Hallmark store is well stocked with cards, candy including Russell Stover's assortments, plush animals, indulgent personal care products for him and for her, and more. Stop in today at Reflections in downtown Marysville.
As I look back over the past year, I've seen many neighbors and friends who have passed through our doors, and I want to make sure you know how important you are to us. We thank you for your business and look forward to serving you in the future. We'll continue to shop the many different insurance companies to find you the best deal for your home, farm, equipment, vehicles, crops, and business. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Again, thanks for your business.
Long night for the Bulldog fans in this boys' game. Marysville girls win by four in the opener. Blaze McVan is a junior, seeing his first action for Abilene. They lead Marysville by 21 points. Just over 2.5 minutes remain. Dalton Denner for three. It's good! Those have been scattered, far and few between. Fourth tray for Denner tonight. As the Bulldogs take timeout, they've trimmed the lead to 18. We'll keep it here with 2:29 remaining. Reminding you, Bulldogs tip off with Centralia tomorrow, 2:30 for the girls' varsity. About four on the boys' varsity. We'll have it here ahead of Kansas State for a 7 o'clock tip tomorrow night. Kansas Jayhawks on our sister station, FM 95.5, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Mentioning Centralia, they play Frankfort tonight. Ben Keller's got the call. Centralia girls won. The boys are in their fourth quarter. Don't have a score on it. Now what? An official timeout. We kind of like to get this thing rolling. Caleb Becker's going to head to the bench. He's got a cut on the wrist or something. Grant Heinz is going to check back in. Oh, bloody nose. All right. Cowboy basketball. Five defenders in the backcourt. Launch to the other ends. Out of bounds. That wasn't real pretty. And Avery Bryson knows it. Bulldog possession. Trying to rally up something late. 10 in the first, 12 in the second, 5 points on a field goal and a pair of free throws in the third quarter for MHS. Raider out of the corner for 3. Missed. Bryson rebound. Marysville has managed a dozen points here in the fourth quarter, but that's about on par with Abilene. They may have, in fact, outscored us. Here's Beach, double-teamed on the near side. Brings both defenders out to the forecourt. They're being pesky. Top of the key. Cope. Near side double-team. Trying not to foul. Grant Heights with a score. 20 points. Traveling the lead. Air ball. Raider keeps it in play. Near the arc, near side. It's good for 2 for Jackson Raider. He's got 11. Down to 1.5 minutes left. Hesitation out of the corner by Cope. Keeps it in play instead. They lob to Bryson underneath. Double pumps on Ben Kirkland for the score. Bryson's got 10 of his 18 points here down the stretch. 61-41. He fell to the lane. Shot missed. Raider gets the board. Far side Denner plays Raider in the corner. Launching a 3. It's good for Jackson Raider. 13 points tonight. We're under 1 minute left. And the Cowboys are going to take the league lead. Winning on the road here tonight in convincing fashion. Just a very, very, very poor night for the Bulldogs. Underneath, little reverse for Caden Cope on his first score. Timeout with 45 seconds left. Abilene 63, Marysville 44.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage, because they're such pros at taking things. They not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Filter days are underway at your Napa Parts store, Heenan's Automotive in Marysville. Take advantage of a large selection of farm filters. See them as well for hydraulic hoses, bearings, and all of your agricultural needs. Join them for lunch February 12th from 11 to 2 during filter days through February 15th at Heenan's Automotive in Marysville.
Gotta get to Napa. Big filter sales underway through the 15th. They've got free lunch on the 12th. What is that, about Wednesday next week? 63-44 Abilene, looking to improve to 9-5. Marysville at the risk of their second loss here in the second half of the season, their third on the season, trailing by 19 points. Jackson Raider for 3. It's good. Raider keeps the punch going. Third tray in the second half. He's got 14. Shot from the corner is good for reserve Blaze McFan, his second tray. Gavin Pieschel takes it to the lane, lays it in. Pieschel with 8. 66-49, under 20 seconds left. Screeching stop underneath by Jalen West, missed a shot. Bulldogs bring it back. Whistle on the far side. I think they tagged Owen Neatfelt. That is Matt Davis with his first, bringing Neatfelt to the line. 1 for 2 earlier. This one's short with 8.5 seconds left. And what will go down is Marysville's biggest defeat of the season, lost by 1 at Concordia back in December. What was that Nemo Hall Central final, 8 or 10? Neatfelt missing. Kirkland rebound. Follows good for Ben Kirkland on the turnaround. His second score. And that's the ball game. Abilene 66, Marysville 51, our boys' final here tonight.
Right now, 1 in 3 drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Bannister can help you get to a better state.
He'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, see John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today, and get to a better state.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts even if you're miles away from home with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Abilene Cowboys dominate Marysville 66-51. Bulldogs with 27 points in the first three quarters, managed 24 in the fourth quarter, but were still outscored 25-24. Abilene takes 3 of 4 quarters. Marysville caught him 12-10 in that second stanza. I kind of forgot about that. But he was Abilene by 10 points after 8 minutes in. And they never looked back. Marysville just couldn't hit anything. They went to third quarter with a field goal and a pair of free throws. Managed 5 points. Abilene led by Travis Beach. Senior had a great night with 21 points. Avery Bryson with 18. Finished with 10 of those in the fourth quarter. Grant Heinz dropped in 9. Caleb Becker scores 8. Josh Stuber with 2. Blaze McVan off the bench with 6. And Caden Kopad's 2. As Abilene moves atop Marysville in the NCKL race at 6-1, they are 9-5 overall. Marysville scoring really non-existent until that last quarter. Jackson Rader had 17, 8 of those in the fourth quarter. Dalton Denner scores 12. Matt Holly finishes with 5 points tonight. Didn't have a field goal until the fourth quarter. Oh, Gavin Pischel's in here with 10. Toby Schrader adds 2. Ben Kirkland's off the bench with 4. And Owen Neifeld adds a late free throw. Marysville falls to 11-3, 4-2 in the NCKL. Abilene 66, Marysville 51 in boys play. Marysville boys have been less than consistent since the midseason tournament. They played well against Horton, Falls City, beat Nemahal Central convincingly. Central would turn the tables on Marysville, outscored them by 12 in that fourth quarter for a win. And it was off and on against Riley County Tuesday night here, but Marysville did get the victory. Abilene just controlled the court here tonight. Marysville girls win earlier, 42-38. Downside to it, Linda Franco went down with an injury in the first quarter. We don't know her status. She was taken for observation. Sammy Bartles had 20 points, only Bulldog in double figures as Marysville improves to 6-8, 2-4. Macy Raver adding 9. Linda Franco again was injured. She had 3 points. Free throw for Eva Paschal. Miniman off the bench with 5, 2 each for Runnebaum and Lauer. Abilene led by Jenna Hayes with 17 points as she knocked down 5 trays. Cowgirls improve or fall to 5-9, 2-5. It was Marysville 62, Abilene 38. Centralia girls beat Frankfort 57-49 earlier. Centralia comes in here tomorrow. Boys game in the fourth quarter there. It's live on FM 95.5. Best of luck to Cole Fredrickson's Marysville wrestlers at Silver Lake tomorrow. We've got Jayhawk basketball on our sister station at 11 tomorrow. We'll be here for about a 2:30 tip-off for the girls. Boys varsity to follow versus Centralia. And a 7 o'clock tip for the Kansas State Wildcats here tomorrow night. Girls take the opener. Boys drop the nightcap. A split for MHS. Our broadcast coverage is service of our KNDY Sports Booster Club members. I'm Bruce Dierking. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow afternoon.
Since KNDY first went on the air in 1956, Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska have had a friend they can count on for entertainment and information. Thanks for tuning to KNDY.